Okay, let us continue with Sefer Yeshayahu. We are up to Perek Chav Zayin, as we have the next Perek, continuing the discussion of Yemos HaMashiach and Zman HaGeula. We had last Perek, Perek Chav Vav, and now we have to Perek Chav Zayin. It says, Yeshayahu Navi Bayamahu, on that day, there are so many different messages Yeshayahu gives us thinking about the Geula, but he obviously feels that these are messages that we need for now, even before the Geula comes. When the Geula comes, we're going to be living it. But right now, he feels that this is these messages are to last Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. So Bayamu on that day, Bimos HaMashiach, or on the time of Gog Umagog, Yivkod Hashem Becharboa Kashav HaGdola VaChazaka. Hashem, with his strong, hard, great sword, will take upon the enemy and the nations who are called here, Al Livyasan Nachash Bariach, the Livyasan, some type of sea creature, which is also connected to a snake, the Al Livyasan Nachash Akalason, a straight Nachash, a crooked and diagonal Nachash, different types of enemies, either some that are explicit in their conquering and fighting us, some that are implicit, maybe that's what it means, straight and the crooked ones, Vaharagas HaTanina Sharbayam, and Hashem will take his amazing sword and kill out all of these, the Leviathan number one, the Leviathan number two, and the Tanin. Rashi and the Radag both suggest that these refer to various different nations. Rashi says it's referring to the three nations of Mitzrayim, Ashur, and Edom. The Radak says it's three other nations. It's referring to Edom, Yishmael, and Hodayim, the Indians, or the Far East. Either way, Rav Schwab says it's Dafka not so clear because maybe it's going to include, and Yeshayahu wanted it to include many. Whoever it is, we will see at that time period that Hashem will mete out revenge against all of those who have ever hurt us. It is obvious, says Rav Schwab, that he did not want to reveal to us exactly who and what he meant for the purposes of the Nevuah. It's just that Hashem will take upon himself to exact revenge from all of these. Again, we know Livyasan is a very famous symbol of the future, but again, according to this pshat, Livyasan is not literal. Livyasan, the Su'uda shel Livyasan, as is discussed, the Su'uda, where we say Hashem is going to serve the Livyasan to all the tzaddikim in the future, it might not mean literal. That might just mean the Su'uda that we will celebrate after Hashem destroyed all the great mammoth creatures or nations that have tried to destroy us throughout the ages, right? If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes, one of the more well-known descriptions of the Su'uda that's going to take place, we know that's the Gemara about who's going to bench, right? We have all the great biblical figures there, and they're figuring out who's going to bench at the end of the Suda. Avraham Avinu, no, because he had a Yishmael. Yitzchak, he had an Esav. Yaakov, no, he married two sisters. It goes through till the end. Yeshua, Moshe, he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua, he didn't have a son. Finally, David HaMelech is going to bench. Kos Yeshua says so, v'shem Hashem Ekra. But the part that Gemara starts off, Pesachim Kuf Yates, as Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aso Su'uda LaTzadikim B'yom She'igamel Chazdo L'Zaro Shel Yitzchak. On the day that Hashem gives over, he's Gomel Chesed, he does all the Chesed, he removes all of our enemies to the Zaro Shel Yitzchak. Say after that, we're going to see who's going to bench. So that's the Su'uda. And that's what, based on this Gemara, you see Livyasan is not meant to be taken literally. The Su'uda Shel Livyasan could mean just the Su'uda that's going to happen in the future after the Leviathans and all of those enemies of ours are removed. So by Yamahu, Kerem Chemer Anula, we will be called God's precious vineyard. Ani Hashem Notzra, and Yeshayahu talking for God, I am Hashem Notzra, I have guarded you throughout the centuries to reach this point. Liragayim Ashkena, every few moments I watered you. What does that mean? Rashi and the Radak of opposite pshatim. Rashi says throughout the Golus we needed to be punished. We needed Peronios. But Hashem didn't give it to us, boom, at one time, and we would be totally wiped out. Liragayim, every so often, Hashem gave us Kos Peronos Haba Aleha, and we were able to survive, as we will see in the future. The Radak says, no, this is still talking about the time of the future. That Liragayim Ashkena, Hashem will water us with the Mehadas, will water us with the Chachma that we're so dying for. Shashpia lahem ruach das veruach nevua kamayim larov. So again, either of those pshatim are viable. Pen yifkod aleha laila vayom et sarena, right? At sarena, I watch over them day and night. Chema einli mi yitzredi shamer v'shayis babachava. Hashem continues and says, oh, I wish I could have ended the galus earlier. How could he have ended the galus earlier? So one of the ways, as is described in Pasuk Hey, Yachazek b'ma'uzi, if Bnei Yisrael would hold on strong to my oz, what's the oz? Ein oz el Torah. Yachazek b'ma'uzi, yasa shalom li, shalom yasa li. Right, that would lead to tremendous geulos, right? The Mefarshim explained that can the commitment that we have to Torah, right, that can help bring back about the geula and the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Gemara says one of the reasons that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Gemara, in Bamitzia and in Adarim, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, which the Mefarshim, Rashi in the end of Bamitzia, and Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ran, in Maseches Adarim, Daf Pei Aleph explains, because we lost the Chashivus in which we held the Torah. And the more we get that back, the more Hashem will bring peace for us, bisman hageula, right? And that's what this pasuk says. Yaseg b'muzi, Hashem says, I wish they would hold on to my oz and yase shalomly and bring peace for me. Shalom goes along with Torah, and then I will bring peace for them. Just to read that the Ran in Nedarim that quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, because it's always important to and worthwhile to chazer his words. Says Rabbeinu Yonah there, shehu. Let's read it. Sheyehu yodea mamaki leiv, shalohayim avarchan batorah tchila, klomar, shalohaysa torah chashuva be'ineyem kolkach, shehe roi levarich aleha. Torah wasn't chashuv in their eyes enough to make a bracha. And you only make a bracha on something that is significant and chashuv. Shalohaya oskin balishma. They learned, but they didn't learn with the proper hashkafa and the proper attitude to the learning. We've discussed the Beis Halevi on this Ron in the past, not for now, but that's the first idea that one can have behind this Gemara. If we just hold on to the Torah, Yasa Shalomli. The Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi Tes darshans from this pasuk. Amar Alexandri, kala osek batora lishma, mesim shalom bipamlaya shalmala, upipamlaya shalmata. Anyone who learns Torah Lishma creates Shalom, makes peace in the heavens above and in the world here. Shenemar O Yachzeik B'Ma'uzi Yaso Shalom Li Shalom Yaso Li. The double lashon of Shalom in the pasuk. If you look here, the Rinas Yitzchak, he suggests maybe this idea of creating the Shalom above and the Shalom below is connected to the Medrash in Brachos. Brachos Rabba. Amr of Simon, Rav Simon tells us, B'sha Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livros as Adam HaRishon, when Hashem was going to create man, Na'asu Malachi Hashareis Kitim Kitim, V'Chaburos Chaburos. The angels teamed up and they were having a fight. Me'em Omer Mal Yivra, U'me'em Omer Yivra. Some angels said, yeah, you should create man. And some said, no, it's not worth it. Chesed Omer Yivra, Shu Gomel Chasadim. Emes Omer Al Yivra, Shekulo Shkarim. They're arguing. Chesed said yes. Emes said no. Tzedek says Yivra, Shuvo said Tzakos. Shalom Omer Al Yivra, Tukule Ketata. So the important ones for us are, the Midos are arguing, Emes says don't create, Shalom says don't create. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Explains the Medrash, Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natal Emes V'Hishlicho La'aretz. Hashem took MS and threw it to the ground. What does that mean? So we've spoken in the past where Yaakov Kavanetsky has a beautiful thought in Parshas Brachos on this, but explains the Rinas Yitzchak here, based on earlier Pshatim, that MS is Torah. What does it mean? Hashem took MS and threw it to the ground? He gave the Torah. Maimon Har Sinai. Now this MS from the world. And if we're Osek in that MS in that Torah, that brings Shalom. There's always a connection between MS and Shalom. He quotes the Gemara. Esvahev Besufa. MS v'Shalom Ahavu. There's a connection. So once you throw MS to earth and you make that connected to humans, so Shalom also follows. Umavuar da afagav shalom amar al yivra to kule ktata mikal makam aishet de nitan atorah yishalom ba'olam. And maybe that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara here. If I'm osik b'torah, I create Shalom above and below. I have Shalom here because Torah is Shalom, and I have Shalom above because there's no more fight about whether to create the human beings. And he connects that all to the Gemara in the end of Zvachim, Kufte Zayin, where the nations of the world wondered by Maimon Har Sinai whether there was going to be another Mabul, and Bilam ultimately tells them, no, Hashem's giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, Hashem Yivarech Hasamo Bashalom, and they saw the Achdus of Klal Yisrael there. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's alluded to in this Pasuk also. So again, Hashem says, you want Mashiach to come, out of the many things that we have to try to commit ourselves to, including Avas Yisrael, including many different mitzvos, but also a commitment to Torah. Yachazek b'ma'uzi, yasa shalom li. And then we have the beginning of the Haftorah for Parsha Shmos, right here. Haba'im, pasuk vav. Haba'im yashrish Yaakov. Again, major machlokes. What does this mean? Haba'im, those that come, yashrish Yaakov. Yaakov will take root. Yatzitz ufarach Yisrael. Rashi says, the few psukim coming up are all referring to Mitzrayim. That's what we have it for the Haftorah of Shmos. Haboim, right, where that word makes us think about. Haboim Mitzrayima, right, the word from the Torah. So Rashi says, Haboim Yashvish Yaakov. The ones that came, Yashvish. Yaakov was really taking root. You think it was Peronis. It was taking root, and what happens? Yatzitzu Farach Yisrael. That's where we blossomed. That's where we started becoming a nation, right? King Yir Bevechein Yifrots. And Umalu Prey Tevel Tenuva. And we started spreading. And let's read these psukim according to Rashi first. Hakemakas Makeuiko. Did you see the Makkah that I hit with the Mitzrayim? Ukherik Haruga Farog. What they killed, they were killed. What they hit, they hit. Bisasa'a b'shocha terivena, which is the pasuk that Chazal learned out the concept of mida kenegan mida from. According to Rashi says, all these psukim are saying to us, did you see exactly the Mitzrayim, what they tried to do? They got exactly what they wanted, right? They wanted to drown us, so they were drowned. They wanted to do this, and they got that. And that's right how Rashi reads all these psukim. Hayadatem asisi barishona haboim lemitzrayim. That was all. That's what these psukim are referring to. Yeshayahu is telling us, think back to what happened to our original enemy, our original galus. The Briska Rav in Yisro says it's even deeper than just the mida kenegan mida in Mitzrayim. If you remember, the uncle says at the beginning of Yisro, ki badavar asher zadu alehen. Yisro says they got what they wanted, but the uncle says deeper, they got what they thought about doing. What does that mean? The Mitzrayim and many of our enemies wanted to do even more than they actually did. The Briska Rav says in Yisro, they wanted to do even more. It didn't come to pass, though. But la'asilavo, they're going to be punished for even what they wanted to do to us. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, benachrim machshava ra makadosh baruch hu b'tzar falamaisa. And therefore, Yisro, who was in the cabinet, as the Gemara in Sota says, who knew exactly what the plans were, he's the one that could say, ki badavar asher zadu aleim. They not only got mida kenegad mida what they did, they got mida kenegad mida what they wished they could have done to Klal Yisrael. So that is all one pshat of these psukim. If you look in the Radak has a different pshat. And they both teach us. That was number one. But the Radak says that this pasuk in the middle is giving us chizik before the geula happens. Hakibamakas makeiwiko. Did Hashem hit you? You B'nai Yisrael. Did he hit you a maka like he hit other nations? If Geherik Harugav Horag, did he kill you? Bisasa'a, in a very measured way. Bishalcha Terivena. What is that saying? Says the Radak, Hashem is saying, Lo Asa Kein Li Yisrael. Kshayuchotim Lefanav. B'mida niframeihem. Lo yoser min amida shi shvichas cheima el b'mida kav l'kav hu niframeihem. Hashem didn't destroy us totally. He punished us. This is connecting to back to what we said earlier, according to the pasuk of Liber Ga'im Ashkena. Even though Rashi says there that means Saris, that's what the Radak says. This pasuk is telling us it was a little less than mida kenegan mida speak, because Hashem had rachmanis on us, and we have to appreciate that Hashem didn't hit us like he hit all the other nations. Rabbi Schwab says that's what we're going to have to think about during the Galus and even Bizman HaGeula. We have to realize Hashem didn't smote us like he hit the Babylonians and all of the other nations that are no longer in this world. Rabbi Schwab even tells a story that he was once in the British Museum and he looked at the Mesha Stone. The Mesha Stone was found 150 years ago. And it is a huge Palestinian stone monument written by a Moabite king with the name of Mesha. And on it he talks about his great accomplishments as the king of Moab. And it's a little bit alluded to, mentioned in Malachim Beis and Perek Gimel. But on the stone it says, I defeated Omri, Melech Yisrael, and Yisrael is lost forever. That's what it says on the stone. And Rabbi Schwab says, he saw this and he's like, it's pretty amazing. It's like going to a cemetery and seeing your own matzeva, but you're alive. So it's false. How can there be a matzeva for you? That's what this stone is. The Jewish people reading that, where's Mesha? Where's Moab? They are in the annals of history, and Klal Yisrael are still here. That's what this pasuk is saying according to the Radak. Did Hashem hit us? Hashem hit us and patched us. But Rachman was not terrible patches. And we've had pogroms and holocausts and crusades. But at the time of Mashiach, we'll be able to look back and see Hashem hit us, but it was nothing as compared to what Hashem did to the enemies, who are totally blotted out of history. with nothing that remains. Rav Soloveitchik said that's exactly what Shabbos Nachamu is about, right? Or not even Shabbos Nachamu. Tisha B'Av afternoon. We know the Tisha B'Av afternoon, right? The fire starts getting bigger, right? And dafka then we sit on chairs and we feel a little lighter. And then right afterwards we have Shabbos Nachamu. Right? What's the Nachama? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Because right before Tisha B'Av, up until leading to that point, we weren't sure if Hashem was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, or who really deserved punishment? We did. But based on the Medrash, based on the Tosfos, quotes the Medrash. But Hashem decided to take out his anger on the Eitzim Ba'avanim, and not us. And Dafka, ironically, at that moment, that is when we realize how much Hashem loves us, and that gives us Nechama. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. They knew that he had decided to take the building and spare the people. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. They knew that he was going to take the collateral instead of bothering and torturing the real debtor. And that is why once Tisha B'Av afternoon comes and the Shabbos afterwards, then we feel different because of it. And it all goes back to this pasuk. Hagamakas makeo, after Hashem hit us so much, in a measured way, he punished us throughout the ages. We don't feel it as a measured way today, but we will, be'ezus Hashem, very soon. Continues Yishayahu, Lachain, Bezos, Yechuper, Avon Yaakov. Now let me give you another message, how to bring the Geula quicker. Yishayahu is saying, not only Ma'uzi in our connection to Torah, but Zekol Prihasar Chataso. This is how you can remove it. Besumo Kol Avni Mizbeach, Ka'avni Gir Menu Patzos, taking all the stones of the altars. What is this? Avodah Zarah. Lo Yakumu Asherim V'chamanim. Get rid of all of your Avodah Zarah. The Radak explains this because so many Chataim at root is Avodah Zarah, which means a lack of focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would focus on Hashem, then all the sins would fall away. But if our focus is Avodah Zarah in some other entity and power, so that leads to so many different sins. The Radak says that the next pasuk says, the end of the pasuk says, Lo Yakuma, they shouldn't get up. The Radak says here, if you break them and rebuild them, that shows Ein Shuvas O Shleima. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Mabit has this in Beis Elokim in Sharat Shuvah Perek Vav. If somebody does Shuvah and then they fall again and they go back to their original Averis, does that mean that the Shuvah in the interim wasn't good and it didn't work? Let's say my Shuvah was good and I got rid of all my previous Averis. Do I get all of my previous Averis back now or not? So the Mabit assumes, quoting other sources, that no, you don't get back. If you really did Shuvah, that's good. And now you fell again. But this Radak sounds like the opposite. This Radak sounds like Ein Shuvas Am Shleima if it wouldn't be permanent. But continues Yishayahu, Pasuk Yud Aleph, describing now, if we get rid of all our Avodah Zarah, we will see that all of those cities that believe in Avodah Zarah and all of those powers will fall away. Be Yavosh Kitsira Tishavarna. As the branches start drying up, they will eventually be broken. All of our enemies, Nashibos Mi'irososah, even women would come and light it on fire, just to show that they'll be so vulnerable. Kiloam Binosu. Pashas, this means because they don't focus, they don't think, they don't try to do tshuva. The Malbim's Klal Yisrael sin, but we try to do better. But other nations, there's no focus, there's no destiny for them. Al kein lo yirachameyu osehu v'yotzor lo yichunenu. That's why Hashem won't have any Rachmanis on them. The Gemara does darshan in the first parak of Basra, based on the pasuk of Yivosh Ksira, about a halacha, about not taking staka from non-Jews, right? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simon Reish Nun Hey, but it's a Gemara in Basra, right? The two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Daf Ches, and then there's a Gemara in Daf Yudam Abeis, where this is quoted and discussed. One of the Amoram was Machbid, one of them was not Machbid because of Shalom Malchus, but it's based on this pasuk that the nations, once their time runs out, they're totally going to break. That's why one of the Amoram didn't want to accept Staka from one of these nations. They didn't want them to get more Zechuyos. Pasuk Yud Beis, but now we go back to talking about the actual Geula. Right? We started the parak with Vayomahu, then we took a little turn into giving us some chizik in the interim, and now we can bring the Geula faster. And now we get back to Vayabayamu on that day. Yachbo Tashem, Mishibolas Hanora Nachabetzra. Hashem will be do Chavita. What's Chavita? Threshing. Threshing is one of the malachas of Shabbos that separates. You separate the kernel out from the shell and from the stalk. That's what Hashem's going to do. Hashem's going to separate us out from all of the lands, where we find ourselves, and even in the land where we are in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will separate us out from the cultures that are so antithetical and the ideas that we get from the outside. And v'atem to look to la'achad achad b'nei Yisrael, every single Jew, one by one, achad achad, Hashem will take by the hand and bring back. And then the parak ends off with a famous pasuk, Vayabayamahu, Yitaka b'shofar gadol. A shofar will be blown. The Radak says, not really. The Radak says, Ki'ilu. Everyone will come back as if there's a major siren getting us back. Yitaka b'shofar gadol. Uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidacha be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, though many of the Bali Machshava talk about the difference between an Oved and a Nidach. Oved went there willingly. Nidach was pushed there. Or maybe one is physical and one is spiritual. Either way, we'll come back from Eretz Ashur and Eretz Mitzrayim. If you remember, the Rav Schwab said in Perek Yutes a number of prakim ago, Ashur is a symbol for all of those Golios where we had rights. We were Mu'ushar, Mitzrayim, or the Golios that we did it. We were Mitzar, we were limited. Hashem will bring us back from all of those Golios. Vishtachavu Hashem b'Har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. And we will all bow down to Hashem in Har HaKodesh in Yerushalayim. What's Har HaKodesh? What's Yerushalayim? In the time of Tikra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, well, maybe it's referring to, well, we'll be tummy then, so not all of us will be able to go in. So Har HaKodesh are people who are pretty tummy, the Zavim, right? The Tumas HaYoshim Gufo, and the ones that are a little, I'm sorry, those are the ones that are just tummy mace, and then they'll be able to go out to Har HaBayis. But then the ones who are Tumas HaYoshim Gufo will be in Yerushalayim, they'll be able to bow down. They won't go out to Har HaBayis. How about people outside of Yerushalayim? Mitzorayim? So it says the time of Tikra. No, you're only a Mitzorah if the Kohen declares you a Mitzorah, and there are no Kohanim that are declaring Mitzorah nowadays. So that's why some of us will bow down, we'll be Mishtachve in Har HaKodesh, some of us in Yerushalayim. Either way, we yearn for the day when we will all be able to be zochet to fulfill this pasuk, hear the shofar. Is it a literal shofar? Rav Sadia Gaon says one of the 10 reasons we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, one of the 10 things we should be thinking about, is this pasuk also, Yitaka b'shofar gadol, the shofar of Geula, as we say in Shmona Esrei, Taka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. Right, that is based on this pasuk right here. Okay, we'll stop here.